When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm Perry, this in Plateside, and to my right, star of all things Place to Be, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. David is like an intellectual dementor. Or I guess better put, it's like wearing the fucking ring from Lord of the Rings. It's like I start out and I'm all upbeat and positive, and then by the end, I'm fucking drained.
Yeah.
I got to take a break. I had to take the ring off for a moment and step away.
You're hoping Samwise will carry you up that fucking mountain.
Yeah, I need someone to step in and throw me in the volcano.
Come on, Mr. Frodo.
So
it's only two more hours of talking.
If need be, I've pulled up my outline of the synchronicity key so I can, just look at things I've already. Because unlike David, I don't really like repeating myself because it's already out there. If you want to go watch it, we've done that episode. It exists.
David loves repeating himself.
That vinyl record metaphor from the last episode really does make a lot of sense. Yeah. I think he thinks the record has been finished. And now you just got to play the hits over and over again. Oh, sorry. I should have given you a heads up. I was going to it.
And again, what am I saying here? I'm saying that these cycles.
That I'm not gay. You're gay.
Personalities in the space.
Yeah, just a very, very intense diagram. If you look here,
you're actually the gay one. I'm clearly outside of the gay area.
We are reincarnations of who we were in these cycles. We have the same face, just like I do with Edgar Cayce. It's very, very strange stuff. And so,
boy, is it.
The Logos appears in geometric form. The Logos is the mind of our galaxy. Okay. And the geometry tells us this story. So as we move through these geometries that I've been showing you, we're moving through the hero's journey. So that's a very, very intrinsic point.
I just fixate and imagine myself as Arbut Dwyer when he starts talking about this shit, putting a gun in my fucking mouth.
You have to write screenplays based on this particular, what they call structure. You never want to call it a formula. You get in a lot of trouble if you call it a formula.
That's why Arbut Dwyer killed himself, is he had to listen to a David Wilcock audiobook.
He tried to go through the synchronicity key and ended it all.
Please leave the room if this will affect you.
Looked at
chapter 4. There's 44 chapters. Can't do it.
But this is the same as the other book. I can't do it anymore.
Crop circles again.
No. David, you don't even look like Edgar Cayce.
Separation, initiation, and return.
Good stuff.
It's how we start. We feel bad. We're not happy about our lives. We have sadness.
We're in debt.
Yeah, we owe the IRS a lot of money. Our sloth sanctuary was shut down. Our wife left us. My dog's dying. Just as some potential examples of what's going on.
Just a few things.
And then when we win the quest, which is what the story structure involves, there is always victory. You always win.
Well, then explain your constant losing. If you always win, why do you keep not winning?
You say always, but you've done the opposite. So
he's a gambling addict, is what it is. Is he just keeps thinking like double or nothing on this prophecy? Yeah. Like I'm gonna win it all back.
He's playing roulette. And he just keeps putting it on the same number.
Yeah, he's betting double zero every time. And he's hoping it pays off once.
One more time. Just hit me again.
And what he doesn't realize is it did already pay off. It made him a fucking multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I bet I can double this.
I bet I can make more.
The hero has to enter this kingdom to slay the dragon. The dragon is guarding, usually in these stories.
You gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them, as they say.
Know when to walk away.
As well as the gold of spiritual understanding. So all of this has to do with a spiritual quest. Separation, initiation, return is a cycle that we all go through all the time. We feel bad, we decide to do something about it, and then we fix the problem. If you want to talk about it in terms of storytelling,
you got to talk about it like it's a movie.
Of course.
And then in simpler terms even, it's beginning, middle, and ending.
Oh.
So when you're doing
those three parts everything has?
He's really dumbing it down for us.
Wow.
For you fucking idiots.
The middle is act two, and the end is act three.
Oh, I see.
Well, okay, so the first part That's Act One.
Right.
And then the second part, that would be Act Two, I take it. And then I believe the final part, the third part is Act Three.
Of course. Okay. How did I miss it the whole time?
And that corresponds to the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Right.
Okay. We're all learning how to become.
But this is the only, this is the type of information you can only get from David Wilcock.
Groundbreaking.
That's good.
Counting to three.
So when we're dealing with this stuff, there's a story that affects us on a macro level. In other words, the whole civilization goes through these hero's journey storylines.
Sometimes this happens every time. As I start going fucking loopy by the second part.
And then that's the setup. Then the conflict is that you decide to tell them that you're pissed off. You have an argument. And then when you work out the argument and you decide that you're still going to be together, you have resolution. That's a three-act
structure. But what about when she leaves you instead of deciding to stay?
Yeah, and gets pounded out by Marty Morning Eagle.
Yeah, what about
part of the story is that?
What about that part?
Or the tantra teacher fucks you?
That's an example of three-act structure. It's simply about problem solving.
It's the hero's journey.
Responsibilities facing up to life.
Getting cut by a yogi.
Every hero gets cheated on by their bitch wife. It's part of the journey. No, it had to happen. She had to fuck the yoga instructor.
Oh no, the trolls are back.
No.
Man, for the trolls not being effective, they sure seem pretty fucking effective.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is it? Why do you want to be here and just hate on?
Because it's funny.
Write all this crazy stuff.
It bothers him so much.
He doesn't know that he's just a UFO lol cow. He doesn't understand that.
That is the perfect description. He's UFO Christian.
Yeah,
Christina Chandler.
He's our lol cow.
Yes, he's a fucking nut job.
We're here to laugh.
He's the Messiah.
We're here to laugh at you, Dave.
I also, this is the other thing. If you're going to keep being the Messiah, does he know what happened to Jesus at the end of the book? Like, are you aware?
I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, oh no. I really miscast myself.
They do what?
Yeah, that's the whole thing of the Messiah is you got to be persecuted. Like, there's.
Oh, somebody I don't like needles. Nails are going to be too much.
How about Velcro?
It's just crazy that.
Oh, we did get Velcro from
enjoy
the
watching a show to hate on it.
Aliens,
don't really want to do anything except create disaster.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you're creating the disaster. Yeah. We're just highlighting.
We're just enjoying it.
This is all very interesting stuff.
We're simply
the
focusing the spotlight on it.
5 pages of screenplay. Eva Rozier just donated. Thank you, Eva.
Oh God. This was also in Synchronicity Key. He spent three straight chapters writing about a movie he was writing.
Jesus.
And then that movie never got made. It never came out.
Well, you know, that happens.
Now, why is
he's still the expert, though.
Like
dude, 5 pages in a screenplay is like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that is nothing.
That's not a lot of dialogue.
Especially when you factor in like stage direction and shit. That's several sentences.
I've already had my whole life completely destroyed, so more people trying to tell me fuck you, I don't even care.
Hell yeah.
Sorry if I swear.
I like how he beats the trolls by being like, I've already ruined everything, so I'm good.
He also swore when he didn't mean to. It's you know, again, for a group that doesn't affect him, it sure seems to affect him.
It
like
sure is having an effect, yeah.
It sure seems like it bothers him. And I wonder why that may be.
Mm-hmm.
All I've ever done is be hated for doing this work. All I've ever done...
Damn.
Man, we paused at a good part in the last one. This is off to a good start.
Yeah, this is a nice meltdown.
I have people coming after me. I used to write them.
Calling me gay.
It's just a sport for them. So what can you do? Whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah,
so
you clearly don't care.
So many stories.
Can you imagine every single negative response you get, you write them an email being like, we got to talk this through.
Yeah, we got to get over this, dude.
Like, oh yeah.
What can I do to fix this?
If he doesn't realize if you just joke about the consistent theme amongst all lolcows is they take themselves super fucking seriously.
Yes.
They cannot stand being made the butt of the joke. Because every time they try and do it to someone, they just laugh about it. It disappears in a week.
Yes, but they are the butt of the joke.
Yes.
That are written by Hollywood, in fact, almost all of them, they require you to have this structure. Is that it's like going to church when you see the story being told. You already know there's going to be a problem. You already know the problem's going to be solved. You already know the hero is going to overcome their flaws in the process of solving the problem.
It'd be a boring movie if there was no problem.
This is what we all do.
That kind of would have, there'd be no plot.
You
want to
hate on me and say you don't believe in
just
this?
Just a guy
fine,
who's like, you
want to
go get lunch? Yeah, sure.
There's such a thing as the law of karma. There is
what a great movie.
It's called Guys Get Lunch.
It's called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, featuring Guy Fieri.
Treated people, and this kind of stuff you're doing right here is not going to make them like you when they show up. And they're showing up in like a year.
We're going to eat some hot dogs and I'm going
to
suck.
You're not listening to me now, you laugh as much as you want, think this is BS, but this is very, very freaking real.
His hair is still just frosted tips.
And I am not doing this for money, I didn't even want to be dead.
Hello! Like
this is gay's crush.
So when the hero has to appear dead, it's actually like between pages 85 and 90.
That's why I'm shoving dildos.
The hero has to be appearing dead on. So like, when I watch Avatar, I'm like, oh my god, here's the whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing. And here's the part where the hero's supposed to appear dead. He's going to appear dead for a while and he's going to come back to life. Elliot appears to be dead.
Oh, shit.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's highbrow.
In the Matrix.
He's here to try your food and suck your dick. It's all Gay Fury is about, you know?
He's making the faces while he's sucking a dick. Like, this is a great dick.
Looking into the camera.
Oh, yeah.
You're not afraid when the hero's dead.
I came to this hole in the wall.
And again,
the glory hole.
I've slurped a lot of cocks, but this is one of the best I've ever had.
This is the best dick I've sucked in Milwaukee.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was actually struck down by Darth Vader and then comes back in a light body.
Right off Route 66 at my favorite glory hole.
Yeah, Route 69.
That is the Dark Night of the Soul.
Oh, not the Dark Night of the Soul.
Oh, he's fucking obsessed with this.
We have spiritual DNA.
Hold on. You know how absurd this is? I'm willing to bet if I just control F that in my document. What a shock. What a shock. We already talked about this. What I have... Oh, yeah, he uses this race because it's a screenwriting phase. I think he's actually literally just going like chapter by chapter through Synchronicity Key at this point, because he did the Hitler thing. That's also in my document. Now he's just doing screenwriting
that
stuff.
Is always his go-to when he's out of material, is to just retell one of his books. And it kind of works every time.
That's mythology. The whole Joseph Campbell argument really is that mythology is the hero's journey. That's why it's called A Hero with a Thousand Faces. His main book. Joseph Campbell's big argument is, I don't know why the hell this is happening, but like every single ancient mythology around the world that's ever lasted the test of time talks about this thing called the hero's journey. And the hero's journey is, again, a pattern of events.
It's great that he has to come up with all these grand explanations to explain why he's failing.
Yeah.
Like, this is just part of the hero being knocked down, but he's going to overcome this.
You don't understand. Everybody fails throughout history.
The greatest heroes.
The Dark Night of the Soul is going to lead to a victory.
Yeah.
And again, what I'm saying is that this story is written into the fabric of time itself.
He,
the hero's
he literally believes he cannot lose.
Yeah, no, he's incapable of it. I mean, he is the Savior.
So as we're orbiting through space,
that's pretty neat.
We're going
it's pretty
this.
Rad.
And as I said
yeah.
in a previous talk, the arrow of time points in the direction that you're facing.
What the fuck
so
does
as we're
that
going through this geometry, like again, there's a 25,000-year geometry. I was showing you that. That's the arrow of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the arrow of time keeps pointing forward, regardless of which direction you're going in. So in a dream landscape situation, you might be going through a very small little circuit, but the arrow of time is cyclical and you're trapped in what they call true helplessness there. You can't get out of that cycle. You keep repeating the same karma.
Uh-huh.
Once you learn, the law of one says, in forgiveness lies the stopping of the wheel of karma.
Okay, this is the other thing he keeps doing, is he keeps talking about forgiveness, but then he keeps going back to the trolls. Like, he's got to do the Messiah math, which is Jesus Christ pretty big on the forgiveness thing. So if that's you, you better start fucking forgiving.
Yeah.
That's the basis of the hero's journey
you
story.
You piece of shit.
That's a Hollywood film, and every one of these conflicts
It gives me the
things.
Freedom to be as cruel as I'd like, because he has to forgive me.
Yeah, you have to, David. That's on you, bud. We didn't promise that.
Yeah, if he doesn't forgive us, the universe won't be saved.
Yeah, it's really his fault.
Also, we can't help it in this frame. Work, we cannot help ourselves because, in the same way he has to be the Savior, then we have to be doing this.
Yeah, it's his fault. He forced this upon us.
There is no free will, as Robert Sapolsky would say.
We were born to do this. Yeah.
So, if you think that the world is going down the tubes and nothing's ever going to get better, guess what? It's actually
I had no choice.
I proved that all of history is cyclical. We got
you did not.
We got the data from Francois Masson.
Yes, but I have rebuttals to all of those.
There's other cycles as well.
You showed like four weird graphs, dude.
Set up conflict resolution.
Yeah, he showed a bunch of squiggly lines. He's like, yeah, this proves it.
A Dark Night of the Soul.
Proves that, right?
That follows after, that there's victory after that. So I honestly do trust in this system so much that I'm not worried about what's going on right now.
Well, you shouldn't.
Speaking of Dark Night of the Soul, we're going to play Dark Souls tonight.
To be able to listen in on any conversation, there is no way to have any secure conversation anywhere. Because even if you were in a SCIF room, Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, SCIF, even if you're in a skiff, you're only going to have the ability to hide from, you know, non-multidimensional technology, but they also have Looking Glass, and they can project into
anything. That's right. This was another part of it, because Project Looking Glass exists, he said the Q posts could have actually been from the future.
Oh.
And the dates they were wrong about weren't wrong. It's just they're going to happen in a later year because they're in the future. Yeah.
And the so old time the paradox. Actually
been tracking what the DS
yeah, you always know your plot
time.
Is good when you have to incorporate time travel to make it make
this,
sense.
In the last show, since the time of Kennedy, JFK, if not earlier, and now all of this is reaching a crescendo. Classically
just
speaking,
like it was in 2012 and 2020,
in stealth state capture, overthrow of governments. This is one of the things that has been happening for so long as a result of the DS that they decide who's going to be in power. And then they lay it all out there like a chess game. They set up the pieces. They set up the board. And sure enough, they get what they want. Their guy gets in, and they manipulate political events. If there's a guy they don't like,
he's lost
they
the,
all this hate about
the
him.
Life
say,
in
oh
his
God,
eyes.
He's
got to read some donations.
Yeah, he needs a few more donos.
Hit him with a few super chats.
All this money. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to vote for this.
If this was a video game, that'd be his health bar.
David, I don't care what anyone says. You're not a fag.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's the best government money can buy. And that's been the way it's been. And so,
what do you know about buying
that's
anything?
That's all going to be changing very soon. We're going to see political events unfold. So again, you could laugh at me now. You could hate on this now.
Now that you've given us permission,
And the men who hold high places must be the ones to start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. That's from Rush and Laurie Schultz. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you for
so
for reading Neil Peart
lyrics. We're seeing this play out now. We're seeing this hero's journey storyline. We're in the Dark Night of the Soul. The hero is going to get up from the dead. And he's going to win the quest.
I like that the Dark Knight of the Soul is just being wrong and in debt.
Everybody on Earth is now
that's a very profound.
There's no moral, struggle going on. It's not some crazy task. It's just, I fucked away all my money.
And now I got to make it back. Yeah. It really is the most surface level examination of morality.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, bad things are happening, but good things will happen.
Therefore, I'm the hero.
Yes.
And this is what's interesting. When I research the cycles of history in the past, that isn't what happens. I've never seen cycles of history that affect everybody on Earth. I've never seen of the entire Earth going through a global depression financially at the same time. I've never seen any historical examples of the whole planet being facing off against some type of negativity where everybody in every country is aware of it. It has nothing to do with Trump.
Well, isn't this an issue with the cycles?
He's just one
because if everything's a cycle, this should be reoccurring, correct?
That's usually how cycles work.
Yeah, so.
Petition in one country. This is a global thing that's happening.
So this is a cycle except for the fact that it's entirely novel.
It's very, very fascinating
how
this all works. So getting back to the storyline here, as we go across the geometry, it's going to repeat
the storyline, which is
before.
Just squiggles.
These are the only five geometries I've ever found.
I love that story. I love the tale
again,
of the tetrahedron.
The tetrahedron, the cube, icosahedron, dodecahedron, and they all nest together. So these geometries fit inside of each other, as you can see.
Where
here.
The fuck is he getting it? It looks like PlayStation 1 graphics.
Say they're all so old.
Formation on the right there. And this is another
get
example
new pictures,
of how
they all David.
Nest together. If you spend some time looking at that, you'll see everything. And they all fit inside a sphere. Which
have you have a fucking
exemplifies the planetary geometry.
Fighter jet cup,
so
you can't get someone to mock up a.
And then here's some illustrations of it. So again, this is what
a good
happens.
Good drawing of your geometry. That's literally the
Nintendo logo.
Oh,
yeah, come on now, dude.
This is all energy.
I was
and
researching by playing
this,
banjo
this
kazooie.
The it's the basis of atoms and molecules, electrons.
Did you know Mario was deep state?
Here's your icosahedron inside a sphere. Here's an animation. Of the icosahedron inside.
Wow.
The sphere.
Look at it go.
Well, now I get it.
It's just like time.
The dodecahedron inside a sphere. All right. So, again, what I'm trying to tell you is that these are.
Man, I suck at this. I always knock this fucking thing off. And then
interstellar space.
You got to kind of do it.
And as we. In fact, let me go back to that. Why not?
You got to keep the cord in.
Imagine now that as this image is rotating, I mean, it's going really fast. But
this is entertaining me more than David and his shape. damn it.
Hit these different node points as this thing is
like
rotating.
Push and
it
push
has
forward.
Direct effects on your consciousness, your state of mind, and your behavior.
Damn it.
So if you in 2,160 years ago did something very significant, it's going to hit you again. If you were in a war 2,160 years ago,
maybe
you're
someday
be in a war
I'll get
again.
This back on.
I'll do it after.
That's okay. Exhibit courage 2,160 years ago, you're going to do it again. And again, this is scientific fact. The data of the cycles of history is so voluminous, it's absolutely
irrefutable.
It's
not, though. It's
but
really
it's a
not.
Perspective
it's absolutely refutable.
Very, very unique.
But
so
also,
is
who is he?
We are already
if
in
this is all
a
repeat.
Geometrically defined
Who was David from 2,160 years ago?
Absolutely no way by universal
law. I guess Jesus Christ.
Yeah, our Lord and Savior.
Well, ain't that something?
They are only trying to buy time. They are only kicking the can around. It is utterly, completely impossible.
I love the idea of Jesus being furious with the haters.
That's why he flipped the tables.
Yeah, yeah.
The Pharisees were hating on him, and he was like, yo, fuck the haters.
They leaveth mean comments.
I am not a fag.
They're writing rude things on my tablets.
Producing what you could call the tearjerker cinematic ending. So... this leads to,
David, you know
saying,
that could end with you like actually
reality.
Going all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the story cycle, doesn't have a happy ending. Sometimes it ends in a horrible tragedy.
Planet, it's not just a typical victory where it's like, wow, yeah, we're safe again. People are having babies again. After World War II was over and Hitler was defeated, you had the baby boom. Mm-hmm. Everybody starts making love and having children. My parents were both born during the baby boom, 1945.
So
right after World War II ended, everybody just starts having kids because there's this change. And everybody feels like, wow.
Because testosterone levels hadn't fallen yet.
World War II is over.
There weren't microplastics.
Italy's not doing anything with Mussolini anymore.
I'm kind of surprised he hasn't tried to make a red pill pivot.
And then you have this baby.
He's too gay.
I think that is the case.
Yeah, he couldn't pull it off.
Well, you got to be jacked to be a red pill guy. It's less convincing when you're...
he'd have to do testosterone.
Yeah, when you're a buttery bodied...
from reaching
homosexual.
So it is a sudden, highly ecstatic upgrade into... this new thing that I, just because of what I've experienced of it, as it's been shown to me telepathically.
Man, in 2 weeks, David thinks he's going to be able to fly.
Yeah. You're
going to be able to feel your sense of
touch. That's crazy.
In the object.
Stress space is what his ass is going to be called in prison. Goes there for tax violations.
You'll actually be able to feel them.
I don't like the geometry.
This is a bad shape.
Chair. You can feel what the chair is touching.
Getting railed by
black guys from Harlem. I have to say, I didn't like it. This is what happened to me when Mother Mary showed up. I had a Mary apparition, a Marial apparition.
Yeah.
During Thanksgiving. And it was very upsetting. In fact, it's hard to talk about it without wanting to cry because it just, my body just started stretching out in these funny ways. And if you're not ready for it, it's
that
very,
sounds
very
like
shocking.
A seizure, David.
So not only do we get this weird consciousness upgrade, apparently within a year, we also have our galactic family reunion. And this, again, as I've said in other shows, has been telegraphed in advance with things like Masolino de Panicale's Miracle of the Snow is a very exciting image of people with some type of snow formation
on
the
bottom.
They're shoveling at it, and there's all
these
cloud-shaped
UFOs. He did show us this last week as well.
That proves it.
And even you look on the bottom right, that
a guy couldn't just draw that. That's probably from God.
So they were interpreting this as prophecy. But whatever they were seeing,
seen a lot of prophecy in my day.
Because they're associating with Jesus and Mary on the cloud, but there's a whole bunch of these in the sky. And on the ground, they had this funny snow formation, which again is probably a geometric pattern similar to crop circles.
Yeah.
We also talked about Saint Germain, a guy who shows up in the 1700s, who appears
wearing
to be critical.
Wearing sizzle jackets.
And that he actually gave the speech that led the founding fathers to sign the Declaration of Independence. I was actually able to track down Saint Germain's original speech as the unknown stranger, and that appears in, I believe, book 4 of the
Bible.
Wow, it sure does.
So in the 1700s, apparently one of the people that Saint Germain got the closest to was Voltaire, and Voltaire had a letter that he wrote to Saint Germain in which he says, I hope you will return to me in your flying machine. And then Voltaire drew this illustration, as I said before, for his book that he was writing
looks
in the
like
late
1700s
called Micromegas.
He was hangry.
What you're seeing here is a art illustration from the late 1700s.
The sacred McDouble.
Where is my DoorDash?
Micromegas come to Earth in. And it is a flying saucer, exactly like what we see. So again, if you would like to watch these beautiful videos,
damn,
I made,
I've never seen him plug this much.
Go to thedisclosure.com. And
trying to get paid.
So
get the IRS
now,
and not take his shit.
Where I was last time, we're once again getting to the beginning of the story that I started to share with you last time.
What
and
story
I summarized
was that?
A massive amount of information last time. I didn't really want to do it. I know there's going to be trolls who are going to show me, oh my God, you're such a con artist, you're making money, we don't care. No, that's just your own mind. You know,
no, we
a
don't.
A lot of people, look at the comments. I mean, look at how many people are talking. Spiritism,
we don't
donating
care
money,
about
thank
the
you.
Money.
So many people love this stuff. But
I would
some
like you to get more money.
Hate it and they get really mad and they think everybody else is.
Yeah, it's more that you're just a crazy
anger,
guy.
Yeah, you're just insane.
I don't know why
it
that
happens
is.
To be
believe
very
me,
funny.
This is not
yeah.
a glorious life. I have not been making money, having a great time.
Well, we know you haven't recently been making money.
The theater and the plays and the, you know, an opera. I mean, far from it. I'm living on chicken and bison and onions.
Okay. Bison is like one of the most expensive. I'm living on just caviar and champagne. I can barely afford it. I only drink 3 bottles of Moet a day.
Very, very simple staple food diet.
Yeah. Just no a staple diet of bison and onions.
Restaurant in the last 2.5 years.
He's like fucking Grizzly Adams.
I watch any movies or listen to any music. All I've done is work on behalf of humanity's benefit.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, then how come you haven't fucking put anything out?
If that were true, you'd be streaming every day.
Also, there's a big difference between bankruptcy and functionally bankrupt, because he really hasn't had, like, he still has his house.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe he still has 2 of them.
Yeah.
And most people who are bankrupt don't have a house in Los Angeles and a house in the hills in Colorado.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it does. Or, you know, he could sell the probably $30,000 worth of cameras he has. There's a lot of things that don't line up with a truly poor man.
Nope.
It'd be like, I'm poor except for this Ferrari I have. So it's like, well, sell the Ferrari so you're not poor. Buy a Honda.
Oh, I can't do that.
As I said before, like a poor. We have these UFO beings showing up who are Christian in nature, and they use conventional flying saucers. We got a lot more into that in the last episode. Those are the good guys. The bad guys are like reptilians, insectoids, and certain types of grays.
I know
this is now something I would directly associate with evil. Okay, we've talked about this before. These
as
types
what
of
you
beings,
would call evil
and so on,
or black,
according to the Law of One. Which again, if you've been paying attention to everything I've been saying since '96, I've always been promoting the Law of One.
You sure
we
have.
We know.
The negative
very,
ones
very
actually
frequently.
Contact members of the elite. They form the elite. They want these people to have the most money, the most power.
Do you think he believes we're reptilians or something?
Maybe.
I kind of hope so.
Wouldn't put it past him.
This is
like, I appreciate people thinking we're Illuminati members.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just because that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's very funny.
But I'd like to be
the Illuminati called me gay.
Yeah, I'd like to be. That is the other part. It's like, really, this is
the
best.
The Roman Empire.
It's
this literally.
We're not exactly putting up a strong fight. This entire thing, he's been trying. He's like, I've dedicated my life to saving humanity, and all we've done has been like, well, that's pretty gay.
Yeah, that's pretty gay. Just,
it has thrown him off course entirely.
It's ruined him.
He can't. It is an unblockable curse. It is our Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
Actually, that's gay.
Hey, no one did it for the first, 8 years of his career.
And he just hasn't been able to come up with a rebuttal.
He goes back to
you're
Rome.
Gay.
You're gay.
That's all it'd be.
The Punic Wars.
I'm not gay. Right. I'm important.
Bail. I guess it's not really pronounced ball, although you got to remember, the DS frequently uses ball, B-A-L, to indicate Baal, the entity.
Mm-hmm. Christian Baal? Huh?
So right.
Dark Knight?
Like there it is.
I'm doing his work
B-A-L,
for him.
Baal. Okay, so there's plenty of other examples like that. Like, what's up with Balenciaga? Balenciaga. Okay, that's another example.
I think it's Italian.
And there's some strange stuff associated with that.
Well, all Italians are Satanists.
All I know is it's too expensive.
It's
very much so.
The problem is people get so scared. They're so afraid of the truth. It's like, oh my God, wait a minute. You're telling me that the people who are doing evil on Earth have
wait, they're all
advisors?
Having
yeah,
anal sex with the children? Why are you having, why is it hard to believe that?
As common as plants,
I like
animals,
that
birds,
his version of the truth is Balenciaga is evil. And we can't handle that.
Yeah, that's too much for the normies.
As I said the last time, you can't pray.
No one would believe
this.
Designer clothing brands are evil.
Yeah.
If you're being mean, if you're acting without compassion, like some of these people in the comments, just thankfully, you're being influenced by negative entities. Absolutely.
Damn, the devil's got us.
Well, at least he's funny.
Well, he did specify comments, though, so, you know, I guess that that absolves us of our sins.
We're there in spirit.
Yeah.
There are certain ways in which
well, we're pulling the strings. We're paying all those negative comments. We pay every single one of them.
Yeah, we're influencing them all.
In any physical way.
I write everyone a $6,000 check per negative comment.
No, never going to happen. You might see him in a dream.
The nice part is the people who follow him are so stupid they'll believe it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I spent $80,000 on negative comments.
Trolling David Wilcock.
It's worth that we have to stop his car really company.
Yeah,
from
worth every penny.
They have much more fun. They have a physical body. They have physicality.
If he makes hover cars, I won't get my monthly supply of adrenochrome anymore.
So there's a whole really weird, elaborate amount of information on this. I'd encountered it for many years. I'd seen things about the demonic. I was like, no, I don't believe it. It's so weird. It's so negative. It's so dark.
Well, you should have followed that impulse.
Yeah. You should have not believed the guys at Savati. That would have been, my decision.
Angelic beings, that's fun to talk about, right? Because, they
yeah, why can't,
look
if
like
you can
us,
predict the future, you can't tell when a guy is full of shit.
Yeah, when you're being like had.
You know, angelic beings have showed up in every racial configuration. And we're all going to be turning into...
Oh, they're diverse. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I want to run that. I think you just clarified. Not all angels are white guys.
It's not just like they're white people, you know? Angelic beings have showed up in every racial configuration.
Oh, there's black and Asian we're all gonna be turning into something angels like also.
That's the really exciting part about Michael's message. So it is a hero's journey structure. It does take place in a three-act pattern, and we are in the Dark Night of the Soul. It is a galactic template. It is geometrically defined. There's
this night is pretty long.
Where you
yeah, it's been a few years, actually.
It's been...
Now. The whole planet is going through this horrible
How
thing.
Dark does the night need to be?
Happy. I mean, some guy freaking backed up into my car, crashed into me just a couple days ago.
Damn.
Smashed out my fog light on the left side.
That was probably the devil.
You know,
yep.
And
probably that guy was possessed.
Behind for getting an estimate around here because we had 5 feet of snow. There is
oh, it took you 4 months to go get your car looked at.
4 months. Nobody can see you for 4 months because so many people crashed. Okay, that's how
well,
bad
no,
it
they can see people
here.
Who can afford it.
Yeah, they
you
probably just
money,
know
you
couldn't pay.
To take
yeah.
me out of the game, which is another reason why I don't
damn,
wanna,
the deep state backed
know,
into his car.
Any longer. So again, one more time, if you want to buy my course,
I paid
you
for
learn
that
about
too.
This geometry and how it all works and how it shows up and
well, he
so
needs
many
some
different
money.
Things,
yeah, yeah.
Go to thedisclosure.com and put in the code Jubilation. Now again, this is where we begin with the new material. So
oh,
at
thank
this point,
Christ.
I'm gonna hope that you've seen the previous show. If not, I encourage you to go back and watch it.
Well, it only took you
because
an hour
again,
and 40 minutes.
Yeah, hour 34.
Been working for many years to defeat evil on Earth. And it's been through many, many cycles and many, many phases, and we are seeing a huge uptick in communications right now. So
except we're not. You're
again.
Just looking at old ones
some
and reinterpreting
a couple of
them.
Slides I started the last show with. During the 2021 inauguration, there were very weird anomalies going on. JB flew privately. He was denied Air Force One. He had to fly on a private jet.
In what world would he be censored for saying
As
Joe
I said
Biden?
Before, you can
and
watch
in
this video.
His,
I
in
just
this
took
world.
A still image of a video of his caravan driving through. All of the military are doing this. This isn't just one little crowd. This is the entire line of military all the way down the street.
Well,
they
yeah, but wouldn't attackers be coming from that direction?
Presidential motorcade.
You would
think.
Think
that's important? You don't think it matters that they had no insignias whatsoever on their uniforms and this is everybody? No. I'm telling you, it is significant because if you look at George W. Bush inauguration.
Yeah, the only reason they'd have jackets
stuff,
like
the
that.
Medals, the insignias, everything.
As if
but it's not there in this other
deep
case.
State.
The deep state
and then
took
again,
over.
The rooftop shows that there was like basically only those unbadged military people there. There's hardly anybody in that crowd, and they're all wearing that same kind of dark.
You can't see anything in this
military
image.
Outfit.
No, you can't. That could
now,
be. Many
I
things.
Also saw this setup coming for a long time. I never trusted anything that I saw on television, and this was because
well,
I read
you
it
clever.
In the long one. So I want to give you something new now. This was a thing that really shocked me and pretty much almost immediately got me to stop watching television for good. I mean, I don't call television. What I'm doing is an educational video. But.
Yeah.
Oh, this
yeah,
is
yeah.
an educational video? Okay.
Well, you see, it's completely different. Television is when you record a video and you broadcast it.
Right.
This is recording... educational video and broadcasting is very different. It's entirely different.
Oh, this isn't supposed to be entertaining at all. I got it.
Well, achieve that.
In this particular instance, this is the answer. We again concentrate for the most part in the orange center, which has to do with self, and the yellow center, which has to do with others. In a negative sense, many of the gadgets among your peoples, what you call communication devices, including phones, radios, and TVs, and other distractions such
notice
as...
Notice how Law 1 couldn't predict cell phones?
I know.
Which by 1981
use your rotary phones.
And Pong. These games and these
and video games such as Pong,
TV, et cetera, and
well, you know, Pong is
smartphones.
Very
yeah, it's
I
very
handle TikTok
descriptive
at all.
Game.
At the end of the video, a TikTok goes boop boop, does that little sound?
Hell yeah, David!
It's the same thing they use in a casino to get you to keep throwing money into.
Yeah,
the
I was trying to look at the OnlyFans models on TikTok, and it was too much.
Like this big bass boop, and then
I was watching twerking 14-year-old.
The sound of you drinking or eating. And so they literally want you to feel like you're feeding yourself as you watch these videos. So because I know what that is, I don't ever want to hear that sound. And if I ever see anything from TikTok, I always try to stop it before the end.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If I get to the end and I hear that thing, it makes me mad.
Right,
because
the
I
sound
doing,
is programming your brain.
I got it.
With my brain, okay? It's true.
Oh, TikTok.
Same thing they
is,
use in the slot machine.
What a reasonable thing to think.
These wow, TikTok, the Chinese communists are messing with your brain.
Mind, body,
yeah, it's not the actual content. It's the noise at the end
good.
Of the content
so
that does it.
That'd be a brilliant ruse.
We should start putting that at the end of our episodes. Or maybe just like every 30 seconds.
Just the TikTok sound.
Green ray activation. A green ray activation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is where you ascend and you're ready to go into fourth density. So again, that's ascension. Green ray is ascension. So what is this saying? This is saying that by watching television, you are drastically weakened. You are drastically weakened by watching television.
Oh, no.
But another one of these things, he can't run any of these ideas by another individual.
I don't think he talks to anyone else.
Because he can't, because he's saying television will weaken your mind. And yeah, probably 80% of his theories are based on movies. So I guess maybe it's just the television that's evil.
The television itself, yes.
Yeah.
And you know, habit-forming social media stuff, habit-forming videos.
Well, the stuff he does, that's not bad. It's the stuff he doesn't do, that's bad.
Stuff everyone else does, right.
Keep watching more. It is carefully decreasing the possibility that you will ever be able to ascend. Well, sure enough.
That's what TikTok's really doing. You're going to burn in hell.
It's very clear that television is now indeed a massive, massive alteration of reality. What we're getting from it is not at all the truth.
Fucking watches TV. And the quote at least not traditional television.
Others of your gadgets may be seen to be tools whereby the entity explores the capabilities of its physical or mental complexes, and in some few cases, the spiritual complex, thus activating orange ray in what you call your team sports and other gadgets such as modes of transport. These may be
saying orange ray makes
power,
me want a creamsicle. I haven't had a creamsicle in a very long time.
Group of other selves. So obviously they're not really that excited about competitive sports.
I keep hearing the ice cream truck go by,
over others.
And I don't know if that's a real ice cream truck or one of the drug dealing ones.
Probably the drug dealers.
That's my thought, and then I feel really silly to go out there and try and buy ice cream from a drug dealer.
I'll get one chocolate ice cream and two Perk 30s.
I want the Ninja Turtle ice cream, but the eyes are Percocets instead of gumballs.
We may suggest that the sum effect of this gadget is that of distraction and sleep. And again, quoting from the previous line, thus carefully decreasing the possibility of eventual ascension. The sum effect of television is distraction and sleep.
Right, but people have been saying this for a very long time.
Michael was predicting there was going to be a worldwide attempted fascist takeover of the entire planet. They predicted this in 1981. And they said other weapons would be used that are not conventional. They're not nuclear. They're not bullets or guns.
Is it
other weapons would be used, some of which
sort
are psychotronic.
Happenstance that Neil Postman wrote a book about the exact thing in the 80s as well.
Maybe.
Is that maybe the very famous book? The
official storyline is probably not
is where this story came from.
To say the least. And even the alleged treatment that comes out for it afterwards now is being very widely repudiated as not only not healthy, but actually very, very dangerous. And so one of the things that Michael has said over and over again, if you did take one of these, it's going to be okay, because as soon as this thing opens up next year, everybody has the potential to heal themselves, heal their bodies. And be
David
full.
Oh, right. Yeah. So all right, we'll get superpowers. I keep forgetting.
Guaranteed negative timeline.
He did also say if you
that.
Got it, you got to use some sort of like nasal spray that deactivates the poison.
This law, unquote, makes it very clear.
Or I believe put a potato on it.
In the future. They knew
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Was setting you up so that you wouldn't be able to activate green ray, which again is a loving consciousness. When love becomes the main thing that your life is about, if you're not at that point, you're not ready for fourth dimension. If you're not really able to love people and have compassion and hold space for them and have patience and understanding, you're just not ready.
Well, I guess I'm not ready.
So
I guess I'll just stay in this dimension.
Oh, well.
Ascension compatibility. Well, this was a very strong statement in 1981 that television was an inside job.
What?
And now we find out, you know.
TV's an inside job.
Ads in 1981 that were demonizing butter.
What
does that
even mean?
Okay, right? And then there's a little margarine, right? They're trying to get you to take margarine. Now we find out margarine
is they're trying to kill you by making you eat margarine instead of butter.
Man, the deep state is devious.
Wow. Okay, so TV was to make commercials so you'd eat poison instead of butter.
Yeah, we invented the TV industrial complex to push fake butter on.
That makes sense. I get it.
But wouldn't, if I was an all-powerful being and I wanted to kill a bunch of people, why why would I do so in such an indirect manner instead of, you know, just like killing them?
Maybe it's funnier.
Like, couldn't I just poison the water Whoa. Instead of inventing a less healthy version of butter, which I then have to create companies and then I have to advertise it. And then I got to hope people use it for an extended period of time.
Yeah, but instead of poisoning the well, it's like, what if I poisoned their butter? They're fat.
I'd have, you know, stomach aches, pain, all this kind of stuff. I'd get breakouts. I learned I can't eat grain at all. It always made me sick.
Of course, David has a sensitive tummy.
Now it turns out some grains are very contraindicated. If you've heard of this,
David's gluten-free.
Various types of toxins that are being found. There's more all the time. One of the classic ones is gliadin, the protein that's put into all wheat products for the most part, that actually makes you fatter because it, your thyroid.
Oh, that's
up
the problem.
Thyroid 1, 2, 3, and 4 hormone, and then you don't get the energy you need from your thyroid hormone because this is plugged up by wheat. And your body doesn't feel
Yeah, that's how it works.
So
you see it all the time. Someone comes in, they got wheat plugging them up all over.
Doc, I ate some bread. I think my hormones are blocked.
You've got 2 days to live.
Give me testosterone, Doc. I've been eating carbs.
Early 2000s, I met up with some hypnotherapy people, and they do weight loss and smoking.
Yeah, well, it's very convenient that David's diet is just what's popular online at the moment.
The main thing they tell you
I'm sure there's no correlation.
Yeah, he's never ahead of the curve.
If you're getting anything with sugar in it, make sure it's like honey or molasses or brown rice syrup or there's a couple others that are pretty good. You know, maple syrup is good. It's low glycemic.
Fuck
but you don't ever want to eat anything that's got high fructose corn syrup. Or anything
I eat
that has
an entire family-sized bag of Sour Patch Kids every single week.
You know, anything with monosodium glutamate, MSG, if it says spices.
The body's amazing. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I pretty much stay away from all.
As long as you're exercising and shit.
Food.
Yeah, you can eat whatever you want, really.
Yeah, none of this
recommends in wheat belly. I go
really matters.
Foods that, you know, like an avocado.
Like be reasonable with it. But
unless you got a weak tummy like Dave.
Yeah, you can kind of. I mean, Lamar Odom, famously, when he was playing for the Lakers, used to eat like giant bags of candy every day. The man was a professional athlete.
Like Carol Burnett Show, All
in the
Family.
Then he overdosed in a brothel.
Okay,
of course he liked Carol Burnett.
A kid in the 1970s.
He's got the same haircut.
So there's been this organized resistance going on this whole time to push against this. And as I said in the previous show, the Shadow of Ezra channel is where I believe the posts have migrated. And there's a very compelling case that I made for that in the last
show. He believes the Shadow of Ezra's Q now.
Correct, yes. Wow. Yeah.
The way you can get there is with this particular app. You've heard me mention it before.
Telegram?
Associated with the old-fashioned idea of a telegram.
Uh-huh.
So that particular app that I mentioned is where you would be going. And then again, you type in this name. And you can subscribe to it, and you can start to see that. Or you
he really thinks he's like a secret agent.
Get it online.
Yes, he does.
All right, let's back up a little bit here. Deep state, competent enough to invent the television, then invent margarine, and then market it to people, knowing they will eat it, and it will prevent them from ascending, and they will die.
Right.
Not competent enough to understand when David says there's an app that's similarly named like the Telegram.
Well, I mean, you know, he was just explaining it for the folks in the back.
So the deep state somehow can't crack that code, but it is all powerful in other areas.
Well, look, they don't have a VPN.
Yeah.
But anyway, where we left off last time, there were a whole series of very compelling messages telling us, for God's sake, do not fall for the November bias. There's a variety of people out there who are giving out shows, information, briefings. And there is a consistent thread of, everything's going to happen in November. Everything's going to happen. All the things we're seeing now are setting up what's going to happen in November. In the last show, I spent 3 hours,
you sure
700
did.
Slides, I believe it was, utterly demolishing that argument.
Well,
I'm not quite sure I would frame it that
way.
I
don't know if I go that far.
On the last show, and now we're back again. So they had some very, very interesting and contentious things to say. So the next one that comes out after my show was on March 11th, 2024. And it says, NH had the bee whistleblower taken out.
Good now, stuff.
Again, this is America. People are innocent until proven guilty. This is hearsay. I have no proof of this. I am not saying that this actually happened. I am simply saying that if you go watch the last show, this source is highly informed.
Well, how does he reconcile this thing? You were thrown out of a Nikki Haley event not long ago.
Yeah.
So how are we the enemy?
Yeah.
When
we're fighting the deep state.
Right. You're doing significantly more than this fucking guy is.
We're on the front lines.
Yeah, you were on the ground.
You didn't get in trouble for calling her supporters
hoes.
This comes
out open, and apparently it will. Again, look at it. It had 189,000 views by the time I took this picture, which was earlier today. So almost 200,000 people have seen this.
Yeah, that is how numbers work.
The Boeing thing was very strange, right? It's like, well, dang, okay.
Well, finally he's talking about something that is.
Yeah, thank God.
Standing information. It's pretty obvious that if they lose, that it could have a negative effect on their price, the price of their company, the shareholder price, the stock value. And then, oh, it just so happens this guy does this to himself. Well, no. I mean, everybody speculates foul play, but then this really kind of hit it on the nose and gave a name. Now, again, innocent to proven guilty. This is only hearsay.
What was that sentence?
Again,
innocent to proven guilty. This is only...
innocent to proven Gouda. Oh, what a fucking fat-tongued retard.
Kind of hit it on the nose and gave a name. Now, again, innocent to proven Gouda. This is only...
innocent to proven Gouda.
Kind of hit it on the nose and gave a name. Now, again, innocent to proven Gouda. This is only...
It's so bad.
It's got Down syndrome. I did it one more time.
Good stuff.
Kind of hit it on the nose and gave a name. Now again, innocent to proven guilty. This is only.
Did he just have a stroke?
That was Nikki Haley used the fucking beam on him.
Oh God, his face forgot how to work mid word.
Innocent to proven guilty.
It was very, very weird.
Then yeah, it was very weird.
Super weird. The Ides of March.
Oh shit.
And it says T is surrounded by traitors, and then they do this fun game where it adds up to 17. JDR 1760 superstar gave me 70 Canadian. Thank you, Therese.
People
Wade.
Should be donating $17, shouldn't they?
Like, until the next
or 33.33. I guess.
Some people have done 33.33.
So again, we're going back now to this interesting slide about that T is surrounded by
traitors. I wonder if
you
can donate 17 cents.
And then shortly after, right around this time, there was a big purge.
There's probably a dollar minimum, right?
It might be a dollar.
So
yeah.
Other things are probably happening as well around this time that we just don't know about yet. And then they did another really weird one on March 17th. They showed an image of the Fed. Oh. And it says the Fed has been closed for about 3 years and
wow.
hasn't printed any new currency since at least 2019. Now, this post has had 250,000 views, 245.3.
That's a lot of
And then they're
dumb
showing you
people.
A picture of the building.
Yeah,
it's all
boy, it is.
Up. It's been closed for 3 years and hasn't printed new currency since 2019. What in the hell are they talking about?
I do follow Shadow Vezor on Twitter, and
secret courts that are
they get community
military.
Noted almost every
world.
Post.
Oh, yeah,
anything.
Of course.
You're not going to hear about it in the news.
They just use fake photos or photos from years ago.
Oh, yeah, they're liars.
Yeah, yeah, it's 100% fabrication.
Yeah.
Executive orders. I don't
and David,
I mean, this is very, very
David thinks this is the real
this,
deal.
Again,
the
David,
inside
like,
scoop.
He eats that
why
shit
is
up.
It all covered up? And I want to go and actually look at the money and see, okay, can I find money that's got dates on it newer than 2019? It's American money. I don't know.
Do dollar bills have
really,
dates
really
on them?
Super bizarre that actually made me feel great.
I know coins do, but maybe.
Now I'm going through all my snow stuff and just trying to survive. And they aired the climax scene from the movie V for Victory.
Mm.
And so this climax. Is where you see that. So the clip is 2 minutes 19 seconds long. I looked up post 219. Doesn't really seem to be relevant here.
Oh, the number thing didn't work.
Yes, I was just...
Oh.
This is another one of the things. All these codes you would think would be applicable all the time.
Yeah.
Not randomly applicable.
Yeah, oh, here it's retarded. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So they were communicating in timestamps last week, but this week that's ridiculous.
What is this about? What is happening in this quote? Well, it's, again, you got Natalie Portman is the main female actress, and at the end of this movie, you have all these people who are wearing... The guy
What's
Fox
Natalie
masks,
Portman doing these
the
days?
Off at the same time.
She was as very attractive in the early 2000s. I imagine
probably
she's still
pretty good. Yeah.
In the midst of like fireworks, you're seeing.
Oh,
Big
she
Ben.
Hit the wall. Get rid of her.
It all goes up. Parlin, it all goes up. It's like, whoa. I mean, this was very, very bizarre. And then everybody's taking their masks off and they're all looking. Now, the masks thing goes back to Anonymous, which was the original name for the Alliance. And in my next show, I'm
going
to talk more about that.
That's what he's going
back
with.
Into the history
okay.
Anonymous was the Alliance.
Now, if you remember my last show.
Well, that means I was like part of the Alliance.
Of
I used
Rothschild,
to.
Rothschild, and they had the image of Prince Charles. There you go.
Follow all those people
King
on
Charles,
Twitter.
Both of them had this red crossout mark across their photograph. Now,
back during the Steubenville rape case
with,
days.
With, you know, Lord R is that.
Retard.
Crossout came before.
Lord Retard. Your
Honor. The British announced they had these two
let
black
them
horses
eat cake.
White horse
I am not a
white horse
a research.
Captured horse
I am a man with Down syndrome.
Two black horses were carried very straight.
Thank you, my lord.
Thank you, my lord.
Anything else?
The whole thing is very strange.
In the world?
I don't want to play it here.
Thy will be done.
Rest in peace.
After the white horse, the very next day after they do this very strange symbolic thing.
A touching tribute, my lord.
And I speculate in the last show that the British government itself might be responsible for this. So then they air this crazy thing on March 18th.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what's like the current thing is, Kate? Is Kate the one
Middleton.
Who has cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, they're saying she's already dead. And the Alliance also is going to kill King Charles, who also has cancer. But they're saying like they're already dead and they're in the process of being replaced.
These are doubles.
Yes.
Just going up in fireworks and stuff and everybody taking off their mask. And it's the end of the movie and it's a big victory and it's like a celebration. What in the hell is this actually saying? Well, they gave us another very, very compelling clue on March 21st, 2024.
Just
and
a few days ago.
I don't know what in the world to make out of this, folks. It says the British royal family has ended.
I mean, that's pretty direct.
Closely, the word is quitting. And then we see the king and the queen, and there's
also just
there by the side, but they're all made out of Legos.
Legos, yeah.
It's just really a picture from Shadow of Ezra with Lego royalty, and it says quitting.
Real anymore. And it
somehow
says the British royal family is ended? They're quitting? What in the world?
But this—that's like—I don't even think that's an article.
No, I think that's a meme.
Yeah.
What do you mean quitting? Nobody's heard anything about that. That's not in the news. Well, then the last thing they
showed
you was
not
some
in the
type
news.
Of event taking place around Big Ben.
I can't believe no one's talking
what
about
the heck
this.
What's going on here? Well, apparently there's some type of secret thing going on, and they have already maybe been on trial. Maybe there's been long trials that have
of course,
yes,
of
right.
course, Guantanamo or Gizmo.
Of this family had to attend them, and they were having to answer for
I'm
themselves,
sure been
and it's all
hung
classified. Nobody gets to hear about it until the end when you start to see the video.
I wonder if Real Raw News
now,
is reported on
that. Now, it doesn't say
that
anybody's being off.
Probably.
Okay, it just says they're quitting. The word is quitting. The word is not that we assassinated them.
Yeah, they're quitting life.
Whoever the we is, right? So, they're quitting. Whoa. What in the world is that? Well, there is evidence that that is going on, and it just hasn't been announced yet. And I don't know what to make out of it. So, again, this is all hearsay. All I'm doing is trying to connect the dots, just like you, trying to make sense out of something really bizarre, really strange, but there it is. Okay? So the next one that I saw here...
Why did he actually feel the need to insert there that he was just speculating? Because he should be doing that for all the shit he says.
Maybe he already knows he's got too many predictions on the line.
Yeah, or I guess he probably realizes when you're talking about someone in a high position, they can't actually sue you.
Well,
for...
there was also literally no proof with those.
Yeah, but that usually doesn't stop them.
Yeah.
But I guess, yes, a meme with Lego figurines probably.
Yeah, even to David, that's like, well, I mean, probably.
That's a pretty low bar.
Ron Paul and Tucker talk, I believe, in the Black Swan. And this was on March 20th. Okay, so this is very simple to figure out, folks. The Black Swan means there's some type of crash in the basic way that the society functions, the economics, the ability to pay for things, to eat food, to pay your housing bills, your electric bills, whatever they are. The Black Swan event makes all that become very difficult. And if there is a short period of time where something like this were to take place, as Ron Paul is saying he believes it's going to happen, okay, he believes, it's pretty simple.
Why would he trust Ron Paul?
There's a huge crisis. People can't take money out. They have to live on the food that's in the house that they still have. They can't buy new food. They're very, very angry. They demand justice. All of a sudden, the Supreme Court says, hey, you know what? We need to redo this whole thing. It was done wrong in 2020. We got to do it again. Let's have a redo. It's that simple. It's that simple. Black Swan plus Supreme Court plus redo equals bang. You don't have to wait for November.
Okay, there it is. It's right there.
So he's saying Trump will be reinstalled as president before
Black Swan, Supreme Court reinstates Trump, bang.
Bang.
Problem solved.
Well, I've never looked at it from that angle, but when you put it all together,
everyone else
is
just overthinking it.
Yeah, Black Swan, bang.
It doesn't have to be a big deal.
What a fucking idiot.
No, it doesn't have to be a big deal. We're just reinstating a president.
We're just admitting the last 4 years have been some sort of shadow coup occurring within the United States government, and aliens are real.
Yeah, not a big deal.
The adults, the real adults come in.
I can't believe he can't let this go. We are months away from the next election.
Yeah.
And he still thinks QAnon is real.
Adults, the Alliance comes in and says, hey, you know what? Here's what's going on. And here's how we can fix this. And everybody will
I wish someone would directly ask Trump if he's still the president.
Now, this is another very, very strange thing.
Maybe.
So the Shadow of Ezra post.
Hey, he probably
on
would
Twitter,
do that just to fuck with people.
And it was actually linked to in the.
Notice the community note on this post.
Yeah. Their TG. But it says, and this was on shortly.
The source was a vehicle fire on the George Washington Parkway in Virginia that has since been extinguished.
After the Ides of March, around the 20th again. Black smoke is seen near Lincoln
no,
Memorial.
No, this is the Ides of March.
Yeah, that makes
Black
way more sense than a car
Friday
fire.
Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Probably the Ides of March.
The Ides of March question. Ides of March question mark. Now wait a minute. This is the same guy that just posted the Ides of March on his TG channel.
Yeah, why would he post it twice?
Or 5 days before.
People
like
don't do that. People don't share the same memes.
Smoke. We don't know what it is, but it's right in Washington, D.C.
Oh, where there's black smoke, there's black fire.
We talked last time about underground warfare, and that the U.S. military was trained in infiltrating buildings from the bottom up, and nobody even knows they're there.
And so David gets infiltrated.
Yeah.
One guy,
from the bottom up.
He just goes missing.
Boy, does he.
And nobody even knows that he left the building because he got escorted out by the military or the aircraft or whatever that is. So we're expecting to see...
Just admit that, David. Admit it.
We learn about it. There's very nasty
admit that
going
you're
on.
A homosexual.
Being held captivity, and they're going in rescuing who they can. And
I mean, if he's allowed to extrapolate from these posts,
so
I think we've certainly seen enough to make our own extrapolation.
The sizzle jacket was more than enough
says,
proof.
Sure extrapolation. Not helpful. It was left by a big pharma shill. So
I'm sorry, folks. I'm going
so
kooky
go
list.
Yeah. The community note says Washington, D.C. fired EMS. Reported on X that the source was a vehicle fire
okay.
on George Washington Parkway.
I wonder what his response to this
has
will
been
be.
Extinguished. Well, is that really what it is? That might have been there. There
great
been
point, Dave.
Well, I don't know about that.
If
great
trouble
point.
Telling us about this. This is most likely another major event.
Yeah.
Something.
Oh
major,
yeah. I mean, if someone posted
down,
on Twitter, it's probably a big
are saying,
deal.
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Black smoke is usually associated with the loss of a pope, the death of the pope, or the death of a major public figure. Once
well,
again.
Yeah. When it comes
so
from the Vatican.
Yeah. Not a car in
so
New
again,
Jersey.
He said, "Rake, this is not helpful." And then somebody in the comments says the Ides of March is a historical event, falls on March 15th in the Roman
That's
calendar.
That's literally a chat GPT response.
Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC, marking a significant turning
from
point in Roman
Miss
history.
Courtesy phone.
And then Alpha Jerk
well,
says,
I trust her.
Black smoke is when the Pope dies. Is somebody trying to tell
you
us
You don't trust Alpha
me?
Jerk?
Well, I
so
haven't
this is really, really
familiarized myself with his oeuvre, but
there's an ongoing pattern of weird
he seems
smoke
trustworthy.
Appearing out of the ground, sounds of explosions. There's all this stuff.
Yeah, dude, it was a car accident and a car fire.
Yeah, I like that fire is a pattern of weird
events.
Yeah.
They feel scared about this. They don't want to be scared. So they say, I hate the messenger. I
Damn, look at his viewership chart.
I told you, he was at like almost 10K.
Okay, but I'm showing you
how he really has got to get over the haters. He's killing it.
Yeah, he's crushing. And who cares?
Yeah,
9,000 haters will make you good money.
By all valuable metrics, he's doing quite well.
Embrace the lolcow lifestyle.
Is that, as it says right here, I just typed in on Google, what's the estimated cost of one airplane?
Okay, but you can't do this. Why would Google be trustworthy?
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds ago, the fact-checking wasn't... You can't pick and choose when these sources are fitting.
$707 million mm-hmm. for one aircraft.
I'm charging a fraction of that.
I mean, it's almost $1 billion. It's a staggering amount of money, and it doesn't really seem right, and so, you know...
I'm going to change
know, my
that.
Company, yeah. Our highest-end technology that we have what is the SM-39.
Oh, no. Put your toys away.
Next-generation air defense.
Pew, pew, pew,
okay.
pew, pew,
only
85, pew, pew.
Only $85 million.
Only $85 million.
We'll have ever built once wow. we get it done. And we're getting huge interest on this plane now, by the way.
It's going to be the fastest vehicle ever built once we build it. It's
going to
be the greatest fighter jet of all time once it exists.
When we have the money to build it.
Well, he's getting a lot of interest. I'm sure that's very real.
I mean, look, if you tell people, hey, I can build you the fastest plane in the world for $85 million, they're going to go, huh, tell me more. And he goes, oh, that's kind of it until I get the money.
Yeah. The same way when you tell someone I have a device that gives unlimited energy for free.
Yeah.
You go, wow, that sounds really interesting. Can you show it to me? And it's like, actually, no, it does not exist.
Oh, no, the FBI took it.
Give me $1 billion.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And I'll even show it to you up close even more.
Wow. Well, makes it true. Yep. Look at that thing.
Look at it.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
It kind of looks like the X-Men jet a little bit.
Yeah, kind of.
And, we have figured out a way to do this. We're a new company. We don't have to pay, you know, thousands and thousands of retirement accounts and pensions and that kind of thing.
Well, you haven't.
You don't have any employees. Yeah.
10 for something of interesting quality.
That's why the CEO of your defense contractor company has to speak at a fucking Corey Good event in a motel.
It's less expensive. Okay, let's put it that way. Now, the next thing that really showed
me, Boeing
just get
does
rid of
that
the November
too.
Bias, don't even pay attention.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the CEO of Boeing goes to a fucking Comfort Inn in Nevada
and
talks about aliens
for the conference.
It's not going to be in November. You get a black swan plus Supreme Court.
You here for the gay guy conference?
You have to do it again. Boom.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of gay guys having a conference.
The Alliance has some very, very provocative comms.
Las Vegas gay guy.
Never announce your moves.
It's like Pride, except none of us are hot.
Yeah, and we're not proud.
Yeah, we're not proud. We're very ashamed.
Where I pushed against the Black Panther. Now,
all right, that was he told the Black
Panther, of course, could symbolize.
Okay, Dan Scavino, this guy, he was like he's a White House, not press secretary. He held some position in the White House. I don't think he does anymore.
Oh, okay.
Aspects of the DS.
Why David has decided he's communicating to him via symbols, I don't know.
Maybe the MAGA people like him, and therefore he has to be talking to David.
Yeah, probably.
Would be the lion. The lion would win against the Black Panther. So here they are showing.
Yeah, does David know we had Laura Trump on? I'm in, dude.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I think it's probably hard for him to reconcile the fact, because normally, like, the new move is just like, well, these are a bunch of fucking libtards.
Yeah,
doing
these guys are liberals.
And he can't exactly say that about you.
No, you're screwed, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. The shoe does not fit.
Moves before you make them. Now, does that indicate
in fact you're closer
November?
To all these people than he is?
I'm significantly
no,
more.
Yeah, no. It ties in directly with this post that T had made in the past where he says move slowly and carefully and
we should get the guy
like
who does
the
Donald Trump impression for Alex to call
so
David.
I've thought of trying to at him and see if I can get him come on with them. Alex
and they're showing you the fastest and most dangerous animal on the planet.
He might do it.
So part one is we're not going to tell you what we're going to do before
be
we do
fun.
It. And part two is we're going to strike like the fastest animal on the planet.
Make fun of. So you're Jesus. Tell me about that.
And this was also tied in with the post number 381. We're not going to telegraph our moves to the enemy.
Tell me about your groundbreaking company.
You could probably do it. Like,
so
he does have an event coming up, and he would need to sell tickets. That'd be the time to make the press rounds.
An event.
Again, the fire, like the black smoke.
He
okay,
could do it from
really
his house.
Things going
he
on
could.
Here. What does this really mean? Strike like the fastest animal on the planet. It doesn't mean November. It's not like, oh, yeah, well, now we know we're going to wait until November, and then they're going to do it unannounced. No. It's happening now.
I don't have until November.
That is what's actually occurring.
I need this to happen by May at the latest.
Yes, it's the timeline constantly restructures itself to be aligned with David's goals and needs. The entire universe bends to his whim.
So they're talking about this
very
stuff.
Powerful
it's very
man.
Strange. And then the next thing that happens is you see these kind of posts coming out. Oh, wink, wink. So ISIS is behind the attack that we just saw.
Well, real-time news doesn't lie.
Nobody's buying that. Why would they all of a sudden have a bone to pick with this country, with R?
Because the...
It's not going to be with that country. Shooting. But again, you see, it's... What's the badge below her? Well, that's a government agency in America, isn't it? This is what everybody is thinking. Nobody believes that story. And it's a horrible story. I mean, when you use automatic weapons like that, the bullets are very large and they tumble over end over end in the air. And so when they hit a person, they're usually going to be lethal, whereas smaller, you know, handguns are not.
They blow them
you're
up.
Actually, but you have a fairly good chance of living if you only get shot once.
I'm guessing he hasn't watched the video, but getting shot multiple times from point blank range by a rifle.
Usually bad.
It does usually result in death.
Yeah.
And they did kill the 140, 150 people.
They killed a lot of people.
Twice by a handgun. Unless they hit you in certain places. But if you get hit with an automatic weapon like that, these massive bullets are turning
like
into
David
over
has like insider
up.
Information. He's a soldier, really. Like
David knows how guns work.
Yeah. But he's killed many a man.
Yeah.
But we can't just stay in
I don't shoot him because I have weak wrists.
Oh my God, this is so horrifying.
I can't,
who did it?
I can't handle the kickback.
Shoot a devil,
you're going to fucking punch himself in the head.
Anything anymore. Now we're going to go to the
freeze state made that happen.
Freeze, bucko.
Right as this thing happened. So this is the whole list. It starts on the 22nd. So we're going
to
go through one by one.
I can't believe his career has come to this. He's just reciting Shadow of Ezra posts.
Random accounts on Telegram.
4,000 views. So there's a lot of people are looking at this.
Yes. Right? Oh, I guess. Well, if a lot of people looked at it, that means it's true, right?
So yeah, then well, on the 22nd, they
no
say
one's ever
Russia
been wrong on the internet.
From a special military operation to a state of war.
It would be nice if
immediately
he
after they
provided
this,
any sort of reason for us to trust this. Like maybe Shadow of Ezra has been right about a bunch of shit in the past. I'm certainly not aware of it, though.
Yeah, I would like a good sell.
Yeah, like a little, you know, maybe a refresher for those of us not in the know.
Curse. It's now up to 133. And so I took a picture from
okay,
CNN. Okay,
130,
about that.
Dead, not 140. I was
the
way
very
off.
The next thing they wrote after this happened.
Nah, according
was this.
To David, it's basically the same.
It's true. It's the same number.
In R, the same day R goes into a state of war. Are you ready?
He won't
for Putin's
say Russia.
Response. Whoa.
Of course not. They'll get him.
So they're blaming it on not ISIS, obviously. And they are saying that it happened right after the state of war got started, which the state of war could lead to all sorts of weird things. We don't really know what this is.
Right, but
are
they're
you
already
ready for
at
the response?
War.
Then the next thing they said was this. They staged an attack, and then they released an AI video of KM at the same time. Does this mean KM is no longer with us? No, but she may be in some type of trial
oh,
or hearing.
Oh, she's being
they said the
tortured
British royal
in Gitmo.
Family has ended, and then they used the word
she
quitting.
Was the shooter
so
in
I
Russia.
Somehow related to her quitting.
Kate Middleton's an assassin.
Yeah. And people thought that she was gone. There's speculations about the British flag being at half-mast. Who is that in response to? Is it Charles? Is it Kate? What's going on? Nobody really knows. But again, if they're quitting, it doesn't necessarily mean she's been anything has happened to her other than that she's in a very long set of meetings that nobody is hearing about. I don't know what this is, okay? I'm just trying to do my best to cover the information.
Oh, okay.
Then it says,
I like that he's acknowledging
attack,
that at least.
I'm just asking questions.
Helicopters yeah. were sighted
he's
in
jacking off, as they say.
Yeah.
So it's all, and now we've already had the country in question that was attacked reporting, yeah, you know what, these are Tajik guys. And they came out of Tajikistan, and then da-da-da-da. They went
Tajikistan,
through this country,
right,
headed
right.
back to this country. They were captured, and they've confessed. They did not just kill them all.
Well, first they got the living fuck beat out of them.
Yeah, first they were tortured pretty horrifically.
Yes, they were beat until an eye fell out of the socket.
Yeah.
That probably had something to do with the confession.
Wait a minute, you guys are losing, and then in order to lash out, you're going to do this? It's like, this is you're against international law now, and there's very big consequences.
Right. Yeah. When have terrorists ever broken
really, really
international law? That's
they,
a good point, David.
They're very respectful.
Then they ratchet up attention even more. March 23rd, they start warning us directly about the April 8th solar eclipse.
I'm so happy that we get to watch this be wrong
this
in the next, like, 10 days.
It is nice that he's calling his shots so quickly.
Yeah, it's nice to not have to wait for years.
Because then that means we'll also get a meltdown video when he's wrong the following week.
Yeah, and we'll be able to talk about it literally next week.
Yeah.
Are receiving a visit from FEMA regarding disaster.
We don't have to wait for a new season to drop.
Oh, wow, FEMA's back in the mix. That feels like a throwback. FEMA death camps.
So then,
well, it is cyclical.
Shot from the video with the 10-second mark. Annie Stewart, $20, New Zealand. Thank you. Deadline April 8th. He's got it on this very funny pizza box. All anybody wants to talk
pizza?
About is the cheap pizza that he's eating. It's so funny. But he gets this letter.
Wait, but why doesn't the pizza stand for pedophilia?
Yeah,
in this case?
Shouldn't that be CP?
For this FEMA disaster coaching. So again, in the previous shot, you can kind of see where it says, okay, there's a phone number there. And it's giving you the phone number
should
to call,
call
for
the
disaster
number?
Assistance. If there
I
is
don't
a
have
disaster,
my phone out here.
FEMA is now showing up in person, and they're saying, here's the deadline, and the deadline is April the 8th. So then he said, rate the community note is not helpful. What is the community note? There are currently 60.
Okay, he has to keep telling people to write it down so they can't read that.
Hilarious.
Disaster application deadlines for FEMA assistance across the U.S. The original video is only for applications to the recent storm damage in Michigan. Late applications may be allowed after April 8th.
Wow, that can't be true.
And he said, rate the community note is not helpful. That means that this is not fake. It's not just,
Okay.
Holy shit.
So because he said to say it's not helpful, this isn't fake.
That is...
Oh, he'd never say that for something that's fake.
That is unbelievable that his reasoning on this is... He doesn't believe you can be wrong or lie.
Nope.
But if I said the sun was blue and you said, no, it's not, and I said, actually, yes, it is, that would be good enough for him.
And you got community noted, and he's like, you need to rate this community note as wrong.
Yeah, it's like, actually, you're wrong, and I'm right. And it's like, well, he's got you there.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's just this thing. It's April. It doesn't matter that it's the eclipse. It doesn't matter that it's Michigan. It doesn't. No.
I hope something bad happens to David.
On the eclipse?
Yeah.
Instead of being able to fly, he's going to paralyze himself and lose the ability to walk.
Yeah, I hope, you know, I don't want something.
Oh, you thought you were going to get wings. We're going to take away your legs.
It'd be nice if he slipped on some ice and hurt his ass.
Then they ratcheted up even more.
I got such a big bruise. I didn't think I'd be able to stream today. My ass is so sore.
To sit on a donut. That is not the November bias, okay? And we have P and T shaking hands.
P.
The world is ready now. The stage is set. Look at the context. Strike the fastest animal on the planet. Do not telegraph your moves in advance. They just said that a couple days before this. Now they're saying the world is ready now.
It's cool that he gets the message to not telegraph the moves, and then he broadcasts to 10,000 people what he thinks the moves are going
to
be.
Proceeds to immediately broadcast it.
I love to compose in seven.
The time signature is the key here.
Three rhythm.
Right.
And it is weird because my dog drinks water in 5, 4, and 7, 8 times. She goes,
what?
This is insane.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah, she's drinking in 7, you know, or she's drinking in
girly,
5.
Girly, your tempo's off. Like the classic. Come on now, girly.
You're flat. Oh, God. Well, you want the tie-in. I used to live on Dave Brubeck Way.
Oh, there it is.
Stockton, California.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I made David say this. I paid him to say it. That's what I should do is just start claiming I paid David to do all these.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right? So this is a song in 7, which is easier to do than 5. I was very impressed. The local Boulder kids were playing Take 5 on their saxophones when I went down into Boulder recently. I couldn't even believe it. They were so good at it. I was like, wow, these are high school kids. And they're doing
and then they asked me to leave.
Classic jazz song. I loved it.
I was making them
anyway,
uncomfortable.
New alliances. And then we got
legally, I'm not allowed to be near them.
I don't know what the heck this is? Let's just hope the war is going to end. Let's just hope that, you know.
Still watching a high school band playing. My dog drinks water in this tempo.
So these, this
brings
us up to
the fucking insane thoughts of a lunatic.
So now I'm going to take you into a little meditative thought.
Oh wait, we've reached the meditation.
Oh, now he's got visual aids.
He probably,
we are now living through.
You know, I do want to point out that we have made fun of him for doing the camera changes while he's doing the meditation. Now he's decided to establish.
Yeah, he realized it was a goofy
universe.
Look.
Well, the thing is, he never listens to us. That's the important.
No, because we're haters.
We're just haters. He doesn't watch every fucking second.
The victory that comes at the end of years and years of struggle.
Is this still part of the presentation, or are we meditating?
I can't tell.
Cosmos itself. That we are all now apparently going into this fourth dimensional activation. We're going into this. Somebody said the fastest animal on the planet is a falcon. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, well, you got him there, don't you?
Well, David didn't think
sure
of that.
I'm spinning. But anyway, hope that we're still on. Let me get to the next slide. Hope that everything's okay.
No, okay, I guess we're not. All right.
A little bit of a buffering issue there. But, okay, let's. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to see my smiling face just once? Okay, yeah, so. I don't know. There's a little bit of a buffering issue there, but it looks like it didn't stop the live stream. We got 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Oh, that was to insert.
A couple comments here. I hear National Guard emergency activations are giving large cities more resources to help with heavier traffic. Yeah, you could say that's part of it. But look, there's something going on.
Well, yes, of course, larger cities are going to get more resources than smaller cities.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Yeah, they're larger and require a larger amount of resources.
All right, continuing to have...
just the deep state plot.
it went out again. I hope it doesn't keep doing that.
Oh, damn, the deep state got
almost
him.
Done.
I paid him to do that.
Why do you think these royals become so old? 88, 100, Queen Mother 100, Queen 99, Prince Philip 99, Kissinger 99, David Rockefeller 98. And then he says what the answer is. Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah.
Haters,
he won't
not
say
creators,
adrenochrome.
Keep doing what you do. Love you, David. I'm getting spam with commercials and it's constantly buffering. I apologize for that. Hopefully that will not keep happening. But we're doing the best that we can. So anyway, I wanted to end out the show with some quotes from the Book of Enoch. This is another kind of millennial thing that we're going to end it with. We got about
this is a millennial
left.
Thing.
I didn't want to go past 2.5 hours. I can probably get it done before that. But this is a great meditation too. So let's start meditating. And remember, what
he's
you're
just
about to
read from the Book of Enoch.
As you breathe in deeply, and as you start to take all this in, this is an original prophecy from what would have been in the Bible, the same time as Moses. It was redacted from the Old Testament. They did not include this Book of Enoch. Because it's too sizzling, okay? And it predicts what's going on.
Too
right
much
now.
Sizzle.
Check this out. This is amazing.
He loves that adjective.
The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. Now, I originally interpreted this as some type of solar flash, and they do refer to that. Okay, but the important point is that this ancient prophecy that should have been in the Old Testament, but didn't.
Okay, so I was wrong, but that's not the important part.
Yeah. I'm not wrong this time.
From the planet. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now. This organized evil on a global level is being stopped. The story that you've been told about, oh, you need to hate this particular politician, you know, the 45th president. No, I mean, that's not. If you're buying into that narrative, there's so much omitted from the whole discussion that you're not even seeing. You're just not even getting it. Has nothing to do with that. So the wicked and godless will be removed. Well, this is done, you know, through a variety of means. But again, it appears to be happening through the alliance, that they are stopping this takeover from continuing. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw. This prophecy was not for my generation, but for a remote one which is yet to come. It's for us right now. And in the days of the sinners, this is now 82, verse 2.
This isn't really specific.
No, it's pretty broad. Shortened,
it could kind of apply
tardy
to...
tardy on their lands and fields.
Tardy.
And all things on the earth shall alter, and shall not appear in their time. And the rain shall be kept back, and the heaven shall withhold it. Whoops. Well, that right there is totally the prophecy of climate change and all these weird disasters that we're seeing
what?
Now, droughts and famine and all that kind of stuff. It's all in the book of Enoch.
I'm not quite sure I got that.
I didn't get climate change
says,
out of that.
In those times, the fruits of the earth shall be backward.
David's a fruit
shall
of the
not
earth.
Grow and the fruits of the trees shall be melted.
Got him.
Well, Kathleen Auckley said, $50. Thank you. You are boots on the ground. Thank you, David.
I love taking donations during prayer.
I know.
This our holy, Father, who art, and thank you for the 29.
For the 20.
for the 30 rupees.
In those days, the sun shall be seen, and he shall journey in the evening on the extremity of the great chariot in
okay,
the west.
We don't need to listen to this.
Dead Sea Scrolls, you know, things don't quite look
but he
right.
He goes for 17.
What it means. That's what they did there. And the sun, this is the part that absolutely is, they know what it says.
No, I guess
the
this isn't.
The sun will
eventually
shine more brightly than accords with the order of light. That is the solar flash. Okay. The sun shall be seen to shine more
brightly. Maybe he felt like he needed to fill time.
We've already talked about.
Well, it's more time for donations.
That's entirely true.
Right on time. It's apparently being held off here so that we have a non-catastrophic global ascension.
The December 21st, 2012 solar flash is still right on time.
The sun shall shine more brightly.
Any day now
would
be perfect.
Many of the chiefs of the stars shall transgress their prescribed order. That again means the stars are moving in the sky. It's a pole shift. This would have been in the Bible, okay? It's right from the time of Moses.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And these shall alter their orbits. They're actually saying the planet's orbits will change directly and not appear at the seasons prescribed to them. Wow. The whole order of the stars shall be concealed from the sinners, meaning the people who are not going to be going through this ascension, they don't understand what's going to happen. They might not even be here on earth by then, you know. And the thoughts of those on the earth shall err concerning the sinners. And they shall be altered from all their ways. Doesn't this sound like COVID and everything that's happened since then? Yeah.
I don't understand how he's getting the conclusions he's arriving at.
Exactly what we're seeing right now.
I'm not sure anyone does.
They don't see the future. The sinners don't care.
I think he just reads things and then just assigns them to a modern event.
To be gods. Well, that's the way they want it to be. They want to be worshipped. They don't like you. Okay. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth. This is actually talking about the mass arrival of benevolent ETs that are human, angels.
Uh-huh.
The Eternal God will appear on the earth. They will come forth from their dwelling and appear in the strength of his might, the heaven of heavens. This means it's not just one person. The strength of his might means multiple people.
It's the best fucking investment.
Thank you.
That cum button's got a lot of mileage on it.
So
we've gotten more than our money's worth.
All shall be seen. And great fear and trembling shall seize them.
We're bringing back the watchers.
This is what immediately precedes the arrival of these benevolent angelic human beings, okay? They will tread upon the earth. They will come forth from their
dwelling. Oh, they're just voyeurs. They like watching people do it.
And great fear and trembling shall seize people.
Oh,
the high mountains of heaven shall be shaken. This again is like the pole shift idea.
Peeping Toms.
Yeah.
High hills shall be made low.
They're just perverts.
And shall melt like wax before the flame. What? And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and everything on earth shall perish, and there will be a judgment upon all.
Well, the hills melting like wax sounds like a nuclear apocalypse more than anything else.
It sounds pretty bad.
That's the only thing I know where it gets hot enough to melt a mountain.
Hot enough to melt metal. Hot enough to destroy all the atmosphere, hot enough to cause everything alive on Earth to die. It basically sterilizes the whole planet. And then ETs.
Just like you.
You know, Noah's Ark type of thing, where they save the animals.
That's why he doesn't have kids. He was sterilized by a solar flash.
Right during the time they're talking about Noah's Ark is when
this jizz is dead.
And they're predicting the conditions that will take place where the sinners appear as gods. They want to be worshipped. Everyone
these
is terrified.
These eight killed my sperm.
Because we did our homework. According to the Michael prophecies, this doesn't have to happen. We're not going to have them all get burned up. This is what the prophecy says is going to occur.
They hit me with the ED gun.
We did our homework.
I can't afford the blue chew.
According to Michael, trying to fluff himself up. They did this with a laser.
Time it happens between now and sometime next year. And is preceded by the arrest and exposure of the usual suspects, the villains on Earth, the real ones. We're going to learn about the truth once and for all.
Yeah, we're going to learn about the truth.
Finally going to get
those
it.
Who are the elect. Again, that's everybody now. It's not just a few people. And mercy shall be upon them.
It really is. It's like running a marathon listening to David. We're finally in the home stretch. We're on like mile 25.
You can almost see the finish line.
Of 26.2 or whatever it is.
People are cheering you on.
Yeah. I'm depleted mentally, but I'm still trying to lock in and finish strong here.
I'm still trying to end this good.
I'm talking about. And those who have called upon my glorious name.
It doesn't help that he chose to end.
Don't you think you have a lot more faith once all these things happen?
Yeah, and by just reading
the
Book of Enoch.
Spiritually growing for no reason, but there was a definite end point to your universal evolution.
You should be begging
then
for super chats.
Mine elect one, the ones, multiple.
We're talking about the haters again.
That is fun too.
And I will transform the earth and make it into a blessing. And I will cause my elect ones to dwell upon the earth with you. But sinners and evildoers shall not set foot thereon. For I have provided and satisfied with peace my righteous ones, and I have caused them to dwell before me. But for the sinners, there is judgment impending with me, so that I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. That's some strong languaging. Blessed are ye, righteous
right,
and elect.
But who are these sinners? This is the other thing. Not paying your taxes is a sin. Their whole, you know, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's.
Yeah.
And he is guilty of that.
Yeah.
So why would he be absolved of his sins, but then other people are going to eat? It really is. He just picks and chooses what he doesn't like. Anything he does is not bad. Anything other people do that he doesn't like, they will be punished for it by the Lord.
He is the Savior.
I guess that's
you don't have to pay your tax.
Yeah, that's one of the perks.
Again, light body activation. The elect shall reflect the light of eternal life. The days of their life shall be unending, and the days of the holy without number.
It's the IRS coming to his door, and he's trying to fucking shoot lightning at him.
And they shall seek the light and find righteousness with the Lord of spirits. There shall be peace to the righteous in the name of the eternal Lord. And after this, it shall be said to the holy in heaven that they should seek out the secrets of righteousness.
This is a really extensive quote.
Upon earth.
Yeah, he's once again just past. Reading another book.
So there might even be like a luminous phenomenon associated with
reading
this,
for
like as Prince said in the song 1999,
eight straight minutes,
day or night. You know, and he's saying part like it's 1999 because he was expecting the ascension in 2000. Some people were. I called my website ascension2000.com.
You sure did. You were wrong then, too.
Yep.
You know, it's almost like there's a recurring theme here.
Yeah, you tend to keep being wrong. I wonder why that is.
Every time he picks a date, that pesky deep state interferes, and it's wrong.
And the light of uprightness established forever.
Unbelievable.
The Lord of Spirits.
He'll get him next time.
Okay, well, we've reached that point in the show where it's time to do our global peace meditation. So I want to thank you all for being here. This has been amazing. I want to get done within 2.5 hours because that means
he doesn't do it. He misses it by 2 minutes.
So let's
not
in
the cinematic upload. He won't.
I bet Wallace just donated. Thank
you.
Oh,
he got caught up by donations, of course.
Angels, for example, are much more oriented service to others as they have left a survival slide here. Actually, let me cut in on a close shot. So I want to thank you for watching. Thank you for ordering
our
products.
You're welcome, David.
You're welcome, buddy.
Codename Jubilation.
You owe us for this.
And then we have DisclosureFest2024, thedisclosurefest2024.com.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah.
And Chris Beskar and other insiders in person.
Well, he won't say
we
core
will
good.
Be there. So thank you very much for watching.
Absolutely not.
We'll see you on the next show.
I love the fake smile he has to do at the end. Well, there you have it, everybody.
Well, there you go, folks. This is what David's up to.
More brilliant insights into the function of the world.
Just crushing super chats.
It turns out you can just tweet stuff. I should start a separate Twitter account where I can just tweet things about David, and then I can claim them to be true using the same technique he uses.
Or, I mean, if you just keep tweeting out compliments, he'll probably eventually post them.
That's true.
This guy gets it.
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplaintsightpod. I still don't know what we're doing. Actually, I guess maybe it would have been out by now. Whatever we did, it was hilarious.
It was great.
You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We are at Hidden Plaintsight Radio on Instagram. We are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Saturday live stream, 6 p.m. Central tomorrow. Hootie.
Mamba out.